rough paths as the sunlight. We're opening the road of our best friend, our worst enemy. As we feel the body sitting, we become more sensitive to the quality of the mind now. First and foremost, most primal relationship is with this present moment, experience of the body and mind. We'll see all of the habits being played out, a habit of ignoring, dismissing, being distracted, not thinking that this is worthy of really showing up. You see all of our habits of aversion, control, and judgment, resistance, and of course all the habits of greed, wanting things to be other than they are, hoping that if we do the right thing, we'll get some great spiritual dessert that will make us happy forever, peaceful in mind, and beautiful forever. All of these tendencies of our mind, these patterns of relating, will play themselves out right here. As the mind intends to connect, to show up, the experience of the body sitting, the experience of the breath moving the body. In other words, is it possible now, this is an experiment in truth, is it possible now to relate the experience, the sensations of the body sitting, or the sensations of the breath moving in the body? Is it possible to relate with intimacy and kindness, a whole-hearted, clear presence, judging presence? And if not, what actually is in the way of relating to the breath in a skillful way, or relating to the experience of sitting in a skillful way? Challenging. Even take the first step toward a wholesome relationship with the breath of the body sitting, which is this willingness to keep it in mind, not forgetting. We all know what it feels like when we're with someone else and then their mind drifts, goes somewhere else, and it's as if we're not there for them. Because they're not really showing up. Well, let's train the mind. Let's see if it's willing. Not just to show up for the experience of the breath coming in, but going out. We can keep showing up moment by moment by moment. Be vulnerable and present. interested. Be aware of the breath and any distractions in a kind way, a patient way. How easy it is to blame the breath for causing the bad relationship. If only the breath were different or clearer, then I could be related to it in a good way. Noticing the quality of honesty and interest. Again, so basic to almost relating to be actually interested. No deception in the way of relating. Right, being that experience. And also that willingness to begin again. To give in to the temptation, believing that I broke it. It's not happening in time. Give up. body sitting, the breath moving in the body. And also aware of the heart. You don't need to think about what the heart is, where it is. Interested in how the heart, how the mind is doing. Tight, is it open, free, heavy or light? Confused or clear? You don't need to answer any of those questions, but just acknowledging it's like this. The mind, the heart, it's like this now. And silently in my mind, try out the phrase, I care about this heart. Way to find an interest, a continuity of interest in the way the heart is. Seen any particular patterns of the pattern to be controlling even in subtle ways, of the pattern to be passive or giving up, thinking that it's too hard or confusing. Allowing the heart to be the way that it is. It's unpleasant. Finding out a way to be present with the unpleasant part seems to be skillful, not contributing to the suffering. Appreciating the sensitivity of the heart. The heart that feels things, is moved by experience, touched by experience. Capable of a whole range of numbness, ecstasy, the deepest pain, anger, systems, fear, deep loneliness and grief, wanting, craving, and eating. Last 2 minutes, we'll revisit a couple of the reflections we did last week. Using your memory, your imagination, bring to mind a time in your life, maybe from long ago or recent, where you felt deeply loved, deeply held, accepted. Best you can, bring that memory to mind, feel it in the body if you can, how that was. Whether it's the love you received from a parent, or a friend, or a partner, a pet, to notice what it feels like in the heart. Heart feels right here and now. The body, the mind, and the heart. So there's a clear sense, clear recognition that this love, here and now. It's not something external. It's not about that other person either. Something that's being felt here in the heart. Acceptance, the feeling of being seen, being appreciated. Actually, anything in the way of this love.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.